Hello everyone, on this last time in our space podcast, together with my colleagues Daniela Chanca, Emi Cosada and me, Gianfranco Villar, we will give a conclusion or rather reflection on what we have discussed in all of our podcasts in relation to space, climate change, society, family and much more. So, having mentioned this, I would like if someone could give me a summary of our previous podcast to remind our dear listeners.
Well, as we saw in each episode, we talk about different topics with a lot of impact on what our colonization on Mars would be like, be it our early years or how the society will be structured. Thinking back to the first episode, I remember that we are a bit nervous about our position. However, it is worth noting that thanks to what we talked about that day, we were able to successfully introduce our podcast. In that first episode entitled "Is Mars a Suitable Place to Live?", we talk a bit about some of the supposed advantages as well as what this four planet of the solar system does not provide us with. On the other hand, in the second episode, we discuss the climate and some of the resources Mars has to offer. We almost ran out of air that day. Well, in the third episode, we saw the response of society to these new ideas, whether they are for against our colonization Mars. And finally, in the fourth episode, we got a bit sentimental as we talk about what it will be like if colonization happened, and in the middle of it, we lost someone we love. Well, I can't believe we actually talk about all that.
From our perspective, the NASA project to establish the first human colonies on other planets such as Mars is interesting. However, it will not bring great benefits, as is often true. To achieve a plan like this, many tools and advantages to this as well as technology will be needed. In the same way, basic resources for life that the planet could not to count. At present, it's very common that when we talk about space exploration, we instantly think about the future of the humanity. Since our planet is gradually becoming an uninhabitable place. Thanks for us running out of much needed resources. And people consider that the only way preserve our space is to flee to another planet, but since we know that we will not to make the same mistakes again. Space missions are very expensive and travel very dangerous, and not everyone could manage to inhabit other planets. It would take many studies to prove that the mental and physical health of a person could resist being in the situation of living. Looked in a dome within an empty society, we have communication to their relationship or close friends. In these missions, they could be in great risk to the astronauts.
Having said our summary and position, we will now reflect on how we have developed the skills and attributes proposed by the IB. Well, at least I consider that I have developed the skill of communication, since I express and transmit my ideas or perspective to the public. Also, among our team, we provide information and through this we plan how each episode will be given. On the other hand, I also believe that I was an inquirer as I researched each topic and verified whether those sources were reliable or not. However, I think I should improve my time management, as during this process we did not value it properly.
In this part, I can mention that we have also developed the important ATL of social skills. Together with my colleagues, we have learned together about the topics discussed. We have actively collaborated and contributed ideas in order to have relevant information in our favor. Regarding attributes, I consider that we were good communicators, since throughout the development of our podcast, we were able to make our position known on various topics. I think that we developed this correctly because we knew our topics and we expressed ourselves confidently to our audience.
From my perspective, I consider that we have developed the ATL skills of thinking because we have had to use our critical and creative thinking to generate opinions regarding the different topics of the podcast, transferring our knowledge and learnings. And also the IB attribute of open-minded when interacting in a group and respecting the opinions of each of our college in order to create a podcast that would have our opinions and views and contained valuable information, taking advantage of our previous experience or past knowledge on the topics to discuss how we could make the podcast.
In conclusion of all this, I can say that together with my colleagues, we have done a good job to share our opinions with you. Finally, we managed to make some varied, interesting, and entertaining episodes. Personally, I think it has been quite an adventure to investigate topics such as space or the current society. I hope that someday we will continue with another podcast, maybe not so much related to space, but with the same objective of informing. And although there are some things that we have to keep improving, I hope you have had a great time listening to us.
Well, guys, that was it. It was really a very nice experience to share our ideas and philosophies on this very debatable topic. Thank you also for listening to us and staying tuned. Have a great space life. Goodbye.
Bye-bye, everyone.